This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. G7 leaders Friday opened their first in-person talks in nearly 2 years with an expected pledge to donate 1 billion COVID vaccine doses to poor countries in a show of democratic cooperation and unity. A group of leading economies, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, and United States, say a joint approach is the world's best chance for recovering from the global health crisis and tackling climate change. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson led the welcome to the beachside summit venue in southwest England. The leaders posed for a so-called family photo before opening their first session of talks on building back better after the pandemic. The meeting presents a, quote, huge opportunity for global pandemic recovery, Johnson told his fellow leaders in opening remarks as they sat socially distanced but without masks at a round table. France's defense minister said Friday French soldiers have killed a Malian jihadist suspected of being responsible for the kidnapping and deaths of two French journalists in 2013. French forces in the Sahel region killed, quote, four terrorists in an operation in northern Mali on June 5th, including the prime suspect in the deaths of a pair of RFI radio reporters, according to the minister. The two journalists were captured in late 2013 after interviewing a separatist leader. Their bullet-riddled bodies were found a few hours later, with an Al-Qaeda group claiming the killings were revenge for France's decision to intervene against jihadist groups in the country a year earlier. French President Emmanuel Macron Thursday announced a major drawdown of French troops in the Sahel region, with the current 5,000-plus troops set to be significantly reduced. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Germany will lift its pandemic travel warning for most countries July 1st, its foreign minister said Friday, bringing back more normalcy as citizens are increasingly vaccinated against COVID-19. Restrictions, however, remain in place for countries with high level of infections or where virus variants are circulating, such as Britain or India. Germany has in recent weeks eased most curbs, including allowing shops and restaurants to reopen. But rules on mask wearing in shops, regular tests for school children, and employees working from home remain in place. Tens of millions of children may start rolling up their sleeves to get vaccinated to meet China's goal of getting 80% of its population against the coronavirus by the end of the year, health officials said on Friday. Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention officials claim phase two clinical trials have taken place, with two Chinese-produced vaccines on people aged between 3 and 17. Children have been largely spared the worst of the pandemic, becoming infected less easily than adults, but experts have said children can still transmit the virus to others, and inoculating children should be part of worldwide vaccination plans. Hong Kong censors now have the power to ban films that endanger national security, prompting concerns about freedom of expression in a city once known for its vibrant arts and film scene. Authorities are cracking down on criticism of Chinese Communist Party rule, arresting many pro-democracy activists in the city and implementing a sweeping national security law that criminalizes actions such as the calls for independence during months of anti-government protests in 2019. The Hong Kong government announced Friday it has amended the guidelines for censors in the city's film censorship ordinance to include vigilance against any, quote, portrayal, depiction, or treatment of any act or activity which may amount to offense endangering national security. The amended ordinance takes Hong Kong a step closer to the censorship of films on the Chinese mainland, which are closely vetted for themes and scenes critical of the Communist Party's leadership or that do not align with values that the government seeks to espouse. And European Union countries agreed on Friday to an easing of travel restrictions over summer that will allow fully vaccinated tourists to avoid tests or quarantines and broaden the list of EU regions from which it's safe to travel. Ambassadors from the 27 EU member states approved a modified European Commission proposal for people that have been fully vaccinated for 14 days and should be able to travel freely from one EU country to another. Just over a quarter of EU adults are now fully vaccinated. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.